Jennifer Bates has spent decades helping people escape domestic violence. Literally, escape. She'd hole up in a clandestine apartment with the woman or man to keep them away from their abusive partner.
When we did that kind of stuff, I didn't sleep a wink. I was up for the whole 24 hours because it scared the daylights out of me.
She's worked all over Alaska, on the Kenai Peninsula and in the southeast town of Wrangell. The client's fear was her fear during those sleepless nights.
We actually ended up carrying a personal gun on us just to be safe.
Domestic violence exists everywhere in Alaska, but many small communities have no designated shelter.
Unfortunately, Wrangell doesn't have an active shelter here.
Jessica Whitaker is an advocate with Brave, Wrangell's fledgling domestic violence support network.
So there's other resources that can become available if needed, but they're not advertised resources, because if people were to know where these safe homes are, then they kind of, it defeats the purpose of them being safe homes.
The setup is hush-hush. There's no hotline or office to call. Referrals are word of mouth. It's often through a church or a hospital or even the local police department.
Fortunately, most of the domestic violence in Wrangell is relatively minor.
Wrangell Police Lieutenant Bruce Smith has seen a lot of these cases. Some are minor scuffles. Others have been serious assaults, even murder.
I've responded to cases of strangulation. So serious domestic violence does exist, even in our small community.
By the numbers, the town of 2500 logged 20-plus calls in 2019. Police made 10 arrests. But suspects often make bail and are back in the small fishbowl community.
It's like playing hide-and-go-seek in a one-bedroom house. There's not that many places to hide.
Pastor Kim Haggard is part of the informal network that helps domestic violence survivors in need. The protocol looks like this. The police or someone escorts the client to the home. Once they're there, they can't leave. No cell phones, no social media. They don't let anyone know where they are for their own safety and the safety of those helping them.
And so now all of a sudden my life, because I'm the victim, has changed, and I have to watch everything that I say and do, and I can't go out.
But the home in isolation is just temporary. Haggard says about half of the women, and they're almost always women, will find a family member to stay with or end up reconciling with their partner. But others will travel on to Ketchikan or a larger community with facilities designed to shelter domestic violence survivors. There hasn't been any reported attacks on support volunteers, but Haggard says the possibility is real, and no one lets their guard down.
They know that that's a risk, because, let's just be honest, it's a risk to love, it's a risk to care, it's a risk in life a lot of times. It's a risk to stand up to a bully.
Until small communities like Wrangell have designated shelters for survivors of domestic violence, the informal network is all there is. In Wrangell, I'm June Loeffler.